fish isn't vahiting. You know, one of the techniques we use is to shake that lure really fast and to reel it up. And if that fish starts chasing you off the bottom, there's a good chance you're going to catch that fish. But the thing you don't do is stop it. You want to keep that lure coming off the bottom and make that fish decide, am I going to eat or not? It's almost thrill of the chase, but you're feeding on their instincts. And that's why you sometimes put cranks, you know, intentionally above those fish. But that's where, you know, that's where you time on the water and experimenting with different things. I'll never forget when a buddy and I were fishing a Minnesota tournament trail tournament on Lake of the Woods. You know, I ticked mud while pulling lead core out in the basin. I ticked it enough so I thought, my lure might be fouled with some mud on the hook, so I'm going to bring it in. So I was cranking it in really fast while the boat was going, and boom, I get hit halfway up. I'm like, what the heck? So we netted that fish, and while I'm getting reset, my partner said, geez, I'm going to do what Joe just did. He starts cranking in just because, and he got bit. So then I started driving the boat. I'd speed up really fast, and I'd make sharp turns, and boom, we'd get hit. Those fish wanted it up, and they wanted it erratic. And that's how we caught our fish. If we were just trolled in a straight line, I tell you, we would have had a tough day.
Hmm. It's funny how just a little change in the retrieval or your trolling pattern, that little the bend or the turn or the speed change, that little, I mean, that's why sometimes I'll even just, you know, if I'm holding onto the rod when we're trolling, you just give it a little yank sometimes, just try to trigger that strike a little bit. And I remember you telling me one time too, Joe, I don't think you were tournament fishing, maybe you were filming a TV show, but it was August, it was hot, and you guys were catching walleyes shallow, which blew my mind.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you, we have caught, in Lake of the Woods with that stained water, you never know, right? And, you know, I remember I was back about 10 years ago when the Rapala Scatter app first came out. We did a promotion with Rapala and Lake of the Woods and some other companies that, you know, it's called the Rapala Scatter app Challenge. And we fished a different 20-mile segment of Lake of the Woods and fished five segments all the way from north to Kenora, the northernmost point of Lake of the Woods, all the way down to, you know, the Rainy River. And when I was fishing with James Holst with In-Depth Outdoors at the time, you know, we were fishing together and we had a boat that was, it was a Ranger boat, and he had a different company sponsor. So we didn't have rod holders in this boat. We got it from in one of the dealerships. There are no rod holders. So we had to hold our rod, and we were trolling those scatter wraps on lead core. And I remember, because I had to hold the rod, I was, of course, screwing around with the lures. I was ripping it forward, and I was letting it drop back. And all of a sudden, boom, I'd drop it back, and I'd get hit. And then we'd be trolling again. And I'm like, well, I trolled for a long time, nothing. I dropped it back, boom, I got hit. So I told James Holstall with that, I bet we got 75% of our fish by dropping our line straight back behind the boat, letting that thing stop. And then I don't know if they hit it when it stopped or when it shot forward again. But that triggered about 75% of our fish. And, I mean, we got a 20 and a half that day. We got some big fish. That made all the difference in the world. And that made me think, don't just put your rods in a rod holder. And if you are, drive that boat erratically sometimes so you can get that different kind of action created.
Well, there's no question. You can be successful pulling cranks, pulling spinners. But I remember one of the first times I went to Lake of the Woods in August off one of the charter boats. And we were just anchored and vertically jigging. And it was one of the best days of walleye fishing I've ever seen for the six of us out there. There was two women on the boat, I remember, and they caught the biggest walleyes. A couple of the guys' wives were with on the trip, and they caught, I think one was a 29 and one was a 28 or something like that. We caught just a pile of slot fish, caught our eaters, and we're just vertically jigging with jigs and shiners. So, you know, I guess.
It's, by the way, I should tell you, you know, that technique is still working right now as we speak. I mean, there are charter boats that are going out in the basin, and if they spot some nice fish, a good school, they'll anchor up and jig frozen emeralds on top of them, and they can fill the coolers. So it just, every day is a little different. The one thing I'll say is that the anglers that are the most successful are the ones that can adapt. So if you're on that lake and you're marking the heck out of the fish, but there's a bug hatch going on, and those fish just aren't eating, maybe because of the bug hatch and they're full, go to another part of the lake or try some kind of a different technique. Maybe you pull cranks through them fast and get a reaction bite, or maybe but you got to do something different. Recently, a guy had talked about how he was pulling spinners where he'd caught the fish the day before. And you know what? They weren't catching them. They could see them, but there's a bug hatch. He went to a whole different part of the lake where the bug hatch wasn't as strong. And they, you know, of course, they bang, bang, bang. Once they got on the fish, they got them. So being flexible, paying attention to what's going on, and you know, just because you got them here yesterday and you can mark those fish, it doesn't mean that they're going to be eating today. So it's always that fine line, Brett. Do you leave fish to find fish? Some cases, it's worth it.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Well, we're going to come up and see you at Lake of the Woods here in the next couple of weeks. Maybe I'll stop there and get a deck system thrown in the Fundra on our way up. But we're excited to get back up there to Lake of the Woods and do some fishing with you up there. And if people want to make a trip, come up yet this summer, start thinking about fall fishing up there at Lake of the Woods and on the Rainy River, or even an ice fishing trip, what should they do?
You know what? Hey, check out our new website, and that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com, or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Park Fire is California's largest so far this year. It's destroyed at least 134 buildings in Butte and Tehama counties. ABC's Jacqueline Lee has more.
The hardest hit towns, including Cohasset and Forest Ranch, a haunting reminder for Jen Robbins, who lost it all in the 2018 Camp Fire in the nearby town of Paradise.
Yeah, we lost our home, vehicles.
Officials arrested 42-year-old Ronnie Dean Stout for suspected arson. He's expected to be arraigned on Monday, where he will face charges.
In Paris, the U.S. is its first medal at the Olympics. Cassidy Cook, Sarah Bacon won silver in the 3-meter springboard synchronized diving. The Justice Department, in a new court filing, claims TikTok collected user views on sensitive topics. It's part of the ongoing legal battle as President Biden signed a law that could ban TikTok in the U.S. unless it breaks ties with its Chinese parent company. This is ABC News. There's a massive recall involving deli meat.
The USDA is recalling more than 200,000 pounds of boar's head deli meat after listeria was found in an unopened package of liverwurst at a store in Maryland. The company is pulling back meats that were sliced on the same line as the liverwurst, including ham, bologna, and salami. The nation's most recent listeria outbreak has sickened more than 36 people and caused at least 2 deaths.
There's a new warning about an illness nicknamed Teflon flu. It's people getting sick from the release of chemicals used on certain nonstick cookware. Health experts say that waterproofing products like Teflon and Scotchgard, when overheated, can lead to high chemical exposure, resulting in possible hormone imbalance, miscarriage, developmental issues, and cancer. Experts say if cookware has a lot of wear and tear, then it should be replaced. There were more than 250 cases reported last year to the CDC. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Vice President Kamala Harris put the spotlight on student loan forgiveness at the recent American Federation of Teachers conference. Here's Danielle Smith.
The Biden administration has canceled over $62 billion in federal student debt for more than 871,000 public service workers nationwide, including teachers. Presidential candidate Kamala Harris spoke at the conference. She told them the administration sees a future with affordable health care, affordable child care, and paid leave for all.
We see a future where every student has the support and the resources they need to thrive, and a future where no teacher has to struggle with the burden of student loan debt. So, as an example, our administration has forgiven student loan debt for nearly 5 million Americans.
She pointed out that the federal student debt relief plans, including the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, face potential threats due to legal challenges and some resistance from Republicans in Congress. A Pennsylvania recipient of student loan forgiveness introduced Vice President Harris. Brittany Schaup is a special education teacher in the Pittsburgh Public Schools. Schaup said she heard about the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, or PSLF, but most people who applied for it didn't receive it during the last administration.
The Biden-Harris administration fixed PSLF and made the process easy, so I applied. and later had my student loans forgiven. And now I help my fellow teachers get the debt forgiveness they deserve.
The AFT conference wrapped up Thursday in Houston. I'm Danielle Smith. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Jordan Love has a new contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Jordan Love has agreed to terms with the Green Bay Packers on a contract making him the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. 4 years, $222 million, and a record high signing bonus of $75 million, $155 million in guaranteed cash. The deal in Green Bay came down just hours after Love's agency, Athletes First, had completed a deal for Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, setting the bar for Jordan Love's contract. Brian Gutekunst.
He's our franchise quarterback, and we're ready to move forward. It's not like we're trying to make that decision. But at the same time, we want to put the best team around him we can. There's certainly the structure of it so that we can do what we need to do for our football team moving forward, not only this year, but years to come. So we got a lot of work to do. You know, we think we have a very good football team, but we got to come together as a team, and he's a big part of that. So him being out there is important for us.
Baseball, the Brewers losing at home last night to the Miami Marlins, 6-2. They'll play again tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid for the weekend, highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday, highs in the low 80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. It's 63 right now.
Stay tuned, Polka fans, and turn up your radio for the next 2 hours. FM 98.3 WCQM brings you the best variety of polka music on It's Polka Time with your host, Craig Ebel.
Hey, does everyone know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It's time to polka! Yeah!
Turn up your radio, because it's polka time! Hello everyone, this is your host Craig Ebel, inviting you to get set for the biggest and best variety of polka entertainment on It's Polka Time! It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is being brought to you in part by Cy Funnenstein Music Service and SizeMusic.com, your destination for polka and old-time music. Off we go again. It's another edition of It's Polka Time. Hi, polka music fans. Craig Ebel here, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music on It's Polka Time. Kicking off our show today is Eddie Habit and Strawberry Hill on It's Polka Time. We'll be right back.
Seven.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
If you're out there in cyberspace surfing the internet, don't be a surfing bird. Catch a wave on www.itspolkatime.com. Itspolkatime.com is a fun and free site on the World Wide Web. It features galleries of pictures to download, information on polka organizations and publications, and links to some of the hottest polka websites on the internet. Happy surfing from itspolkatime.com.
Don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a whale. Oh, well, the bird.
Hi, polka fans. This is Mitch Biskup of the New Brass Orchestra, and you're listening to the best variety polka music on It's Polka Time with Greg Ebel. And by the way, you can't find anything better than It's Polka Time with Greg Ebel.
I shared my joy with friends and changed my attitude. Ah, les fraises et les framboises, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez trouvée. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round that often I do thank. Time. And then she asked of me to drink that fruit of vine. Oh, les fraises et les framboises, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez trouvée. Ah, les fraises et les framboises, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez trouvée. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round.
Healthy balance of polkas is needed every weekend. That's why we cater to only the best variety of polka music during It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel.
the music of Raspberry Reynolds and his all-star polka band, with their rendition of the Beer Barrel Polka. Before that, we were in Springfield, Massachusetts, with the Brass, from the recording The New Brass Rolls Out the Barrel and Strawberries and Raspberries. And kicking off our show, Eddie Hambone Habit, along with Chris Katsos, on a tune called Strawberry Hill. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio, and welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music. Right now on It's Polka Time. Exclusively to the listeners of It's Polka Time.
You and me, baby, you and me. Take a chance on love and dance with me.
The final CD recording by the International Main Street Polka Band, Polka's Hot. Polka's Hot features a whopping 28 selections performed by the International Main Street Polka Band. Available only on CD, Polka's Hot features 28 selections, including Yazbopoydem na Gorensko, Corby's Polka, the Duluth Polka, Rosemary's Polka, Play Ball, and the La-Di-Da.
Everybody do the La-Di-Da, la-la-la-la-di-da.
Polka favorites like Yasumaiko, You and Me, Dupont Polka, Yodel Down the Mountain, Bridgeport Polka, Ting-a-ling Polka, Pocatello Polka, and Mom and Pop's Polka. Beautiful waltz selections including Setting Sun, Life Goes On, Children's Wishes, Summer Night Waltz, The Wedding Waltz, and The Susie Waltz.
Every dream belongs to Susie.
28 songs recorded by the International Main Street Polka Band on their final CD, Polka's Hot. There's a limited number of these CDs available, so order yours today. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. A limited number of CDs remain, so order your copy of Polka's Hot by the International Main Street Polka Band. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432.
You're listening to It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel.
With over 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
We love coming to the zoo. It's so much fun.
It's a wild world. It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Giggle with giraffes, see if you can make a hyena laugh. Flirt with flamingos, party with parakeets, polka with penguins, what a treat. Laugh out loud, cause the lemurs are cute. Libra with the zebra, it's up to you.
It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Highway 70, 2 miles west of Minocqua.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and get those feet moving and enjoy some polkas. Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls is bringing you the Northwoods Polka Show. It's always a party at Jack's Corner Bar with deep-fried chicken served every day of the week. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays, pork and dumpling, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursdays, and breakfast served all day on Sunday. At Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, open Wednesday through Sunday. Where good times roll.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text REP to 424-424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text REP to 424-24. That's REP to 424-24.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm April Rose, and we all know about the speed of sound. But have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? If you drive over the speed limit, there are lots of sounds that you might hear. You could hear the sound of your vehicle crashing, the sound of first responders desperately trying to save you. You could even hear the sound of people crying at a funeral. Because if you drive over the speed limit, you could do damage that's beyond repair. One way or another, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid for the weekend. Highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday. Highs in the low 80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. It's 63 right now.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is heard on great radio stations all over Wisconsin, including today's favorites and yesterday's classics, 98.3 FM WCQM in Park Falls, Wisconsin, Real Country AM 1430 WRDN in Durand, Wisconsin, and Classic Hits AM 1450 WDLB in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Be sure to take the time and thank the stations and their sponsors for bringing you It's Polka Time.
From Texas, that's the Happy Glad Polka Band, with a tune called the Happy-Go-Lucky Polka, on It's Polka Time.
Happy-Go-Lucky Polka.
Grand Island, Nebraska, also on the old button accordion, that's Mr. Kenny Shuda, with an old Chesky favorite called The Little Tavern, on its Polka Time.
Greatest of all old-time German bands, the music of Whoopi John!
For over five decades, Whoopi John and his orchestra entertained and traveled across America. Now exclusively through Cy Funnenstein Music Service, the Whoopi John collection of 29 CDs. Hundreds of musical memories of the Whoopi John Orchestra. Released by Whoopi's grandson, Dennis Brown, these recordings of the Whoopi John Orchestra are historic, many of which are taken from live TV and radio broadcasts. Visit sizemusic.com on the internet and browse through all 29 CD recordings by this legendary performer. That's www.sizemusic.com. Don't have a computer? Call 877-479-5269 and receive a free catalog. That's toll free, 877-479-5269. Dance on and on with Whoopi John, available on 29 CDs exclusively through sizemusic.com. Cy Funnenstein Music Service, your premier source for old time and polka music.
Don't touch that dial. There's more of It's Polka Time after this.
Be sure and thank Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls for being a sponsor of It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel over WCQM.
Okay, let's see. www.itspumpkintime.com? Might be tasty in a pie. www.itspeacheastime.com? No. www.itspineappletime.com? Ooh. www.itspepperstime.com? No, I got it. www.itspokatime.com. www.itspokatime.com keeps you informed on where you can hear the show, galleries of pictures to download, and a large collection of polka links for you to enjoy. Log on today and join the fun. www.itspokatime.com.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
from the CD recording Polkas for Charity, let's get this party started. Jenna Rose doing the vocal for you on a song called Walking on Sunshine. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio. Welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, all fired up to bring you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music right now on It's Polka Time. It's another show of another healthy listen to all this great new polka music coming out, including this brand new one sent to me by Mr. Rod Serrar, a selection from his recording, I Love Polka Music. The old Joey Miskulin favorite, I Wanna Call You Sweetheart, brand new to It's Polka Time.
Sweetheart, wanna call you dear. Words just fail me whenever you are near. I wanna take you dancing, wanna hold you tight. I wanna know that feeling of delight. I wish I had the courage like the other guys who look at you with a love light in their eyes. Excuse me, did you say you'd like to dance with me? Oh, honey. Yes, sweetheart, wanna call you dear. Words just fail me whenever you are near. I wanna take you dancing, wanna hold you tight. I wanna know that feeling of delight. I wish I had the courage like the other guys who look at you with the love light in their eyes. Excuse me, did you say you'd like to dance with me? Oh, how. Yes, sir.
Would love to hear from the listeners of It's Polka Time, and if you would like to make requests or dedications, please send them in on a postcard or letter to It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. That's It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. And if you're out there cruising cyberspace, you can also email requests and dedications by sending them to It's Polka Time at hotmail.com. Again, be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. Our email address for requests and dedications, it's polkatime at hotmail.com.
Well, thanks a lot, Fred the Axeman Axberg. Here's another selection from the new recording of Frankie Lyshka and Blue Magic. They have an instrumental on here I'd like to play for you. Written by Frankie Lyshka from the new recording Thanks a Lot and a song called Done Deal. Brand new to its polka time.
For requests and dedications, it's polkatime at hotmail.com. That's the address. Request and dedications, it's polkatime at hotmail.com.
Thanks once again, Fred the Axeman Axberg. I'm going to play you another selection from this recording by Stephen Kaminsky and the Dream Team. Volume 3, Legends and Fables. Probably the most contemporary polka recording that I've heard in years. We're going to do a song right now that was written in 1926, but it premiered on the Perry Como Show in 1956 with sisters Patience and Prudence. Done in a Tex-Mex Slovenian style featuring Stephen along with his wife Lynn on the vocal. And a song called Tonight You Belong to Me, brand new to its polka time.
Somebody new, but tonight you belong.
Exclusively through sizemusic.com from the Volume 2 recording featuring Andy Stangler on the concertina with a song called Kujawiak No. 6 on its Polka Time.
For all your old-time and polka music favorites, Cy Funnenstein Music Service has a catalog with hundreds of polka recordings available on CD and cassette tape. Cy's Music is also the exclusive label for the finest in Midwest Dutchman-style recordings by the Deutschmeisters, Fez Fritchie, the Graniteers, the Blue Banners, Bobby Roberts, and the Whoopi John Orchestra. Visit sizemusic.com on the internet. That's sizemusic.com.
If you have a song or a band you're looking for, email Cy at cy@cysmusic.com. Don't have a computer? Call toll-free 877-479-5269 and receive a free catalog. That's 877-479-5269. Cy Funnenstein Music Service also has a large selection of 50s, 60s, gospel, folk, and classic country. Call 877-479-5269 and get your free catalog or visit cysmusic.com. Cy Funnenstein Music Service, your destination for polka and old-time music.
More of your favorite polka music with Craig Ebel on It's Polka Time after these commercial messages.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid for the weekend, highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday, highs in the low 80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. It's 63 right now.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel. He's heard on great radio stations all over the United States, including the station that leaves no listener behind, AM 1050 KCAA in San Bernardino, California. Country radio, AM 1320 KMAQ in Maquoketa, Iowa, and AM 1450 WDLB in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Be sure to take the time and thank the stations and their sponsors for bringing you It's Polka Time.
This is America's Polka King once again, reminding you that you're tuned into the best variety of polka music on this Polka Time with your host, Craig Ebel.
Someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Someone call the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was standing on the rack. Someone stole a kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Kishka, won't you bring it back? Shinga, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my pierogi, but give me back my Kishka. Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Won't you bring